News of the wonderful walking nuns in Dublin soon found its way to other parts of the country. Since the church in Rome was looking favourably on the new congregation of the Sisters of Mercy, great interest was shown by bishops and priests in many counties. What these women had done for the sick and the poor in Dublin, they wanted them to do throughout the country. While Mother Catherine was pleased the work should spread, she was concerned about the health of her young sisters, many of whom were not very strong. It was suggested that a convent by the sea would be a good idea. So, in 1835, a property in Kingstown, later to be known as Dunleary, just south of the city, was purchased, and it served as a rest home for the sisters who were feeling the effects of the ever-increasing hard work. The following year, in 1836, Mother Catherine responded to a request to send sisters to Tullamore in County Offaly. Sister Mary Ann, the very first associate to move into the House of Mercy back in 1829, was appointed superior. Soon after, a little group headed off to Charleville, while another foundation was made in Carlow. A month later, in July of that same year, 1836, a convent was opened in Cork. Mother Catherine was knee-deep into new foundations. Travel was very difficult. Sitting for long hours in rickety old carriages was wearisome. Sailing on a canal barge, as they did to Tullamore, or by steamboat to Cork, was most tiresome. And having to sleep on mattresses on the deck all the way to Cork was a killer. But somehow, this hardship brought a great bond of unity among these Sisters of Mercy. Their foundress, now almost 60 years old, still had the heart of a child and was as playful and witty as ever. Hurrah for foundations! They make the old young and the young merry, she would often remind herself, and others who might think at times that she was getting a bit too old for all the travelling. Mother Catherine placed such trust in her young sisters. When a new foundation was made, she herself would stay for a number of weeks to get things settled, and then, with confidence in God and in the courage of the sisters, she would appoint one of them as superior and return to Bagot Street.